Hi, folks. This is my last podcast. I know I've said it before, but this podcast is a very, very podcast that is from my heart. And it's about children. They call it transgender. Excuse me. I don't know what that means, transgender, personally. To me, it's not. But my point isn't what I'm talking transgender. My point is children out there, let me tell you something. If you feel that whatever you feel, if you're a boy, you feel feminine, or if you're a girl, you feel masculine, let me tell you the realities of these nutty professors. You know what I'm saying? These idiot scientist kids. First of all, I'm hearing, you know, this argument on both sides, and, you know, I just want to know, what's the rush? Like, if a child feels something, you know, if you feel something or whatever, believe something, I don't know, what's this rush to take hormones or get a surgery to remove parts or have hormones? What's this? Why is people fighting, even in the courts, for children under 18, youth under 18? What's this rush of getting them to make such a serious decision about their life, right? When kids can't vote, you know, they can't even smoke a cigarette, they can't vote. They can't do a lot of things because their children, their mind hasn't developed. But there's this argument over and over again by these nutty professors, you know, that they want to say, oh, you know what, it's their right or some right of a child to make such a serious decision that could be permanent, like it could be chronic, it could be non-reversal of what they do, you know what I'm saying? And I have a feeling it's like these nutty professors, what they're trying to do here, their motive isn't to support these children at all, you know. These nutty professors and these extremists, they might say, well, it's our right, the child's right, some rights, I don't know, you know, in their mind, it's our right. But you know what I believe the motive is? If you look at history, children, especially children that you're thinking of taking hormones or operations that could be very serious. You can change it sometimes if you want to. You're stuck with certain decisions you make. But I would be very, very thoughtful and think a few times what life's about. Because these nutty professors, if you look at history, kids, you will see that they've done experiments on children. Like the Nazis have done it in New York City. The nutty professors and the Nazis have done it. These psychologists are scientists, nutty scientists, crazy scientists, have really, really experimented with children. And this is just another experiment. They don't love you, children, in my opinion. These extremists do not love you. They don't want your well-being, you know. They're more into Nobel Peace Prize, some nutty scientists, and, you know, some award. Because I can prove it to you. Because historically, I'll tell you just one story to understand what I mean. There was three brothers in New York City that were triplets, three identical brother triplets in New York City. And, you know, they're, I don't know exactly how they were left to be adopted, right? And unfortunately, they didn't give them to one parent, to one family, three children. They separated them on purpose, these nutty professors, just to do experimental testing, you know. And it's, if you look at history, you will see this experimental testing can be cruel and unusual. Animals have been victims. You wouldn't believe in the name of science and the money, the grants and the money they get for these vain experiments, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do your research, kids and people. You know, these nutty professors are the cruelty they've in the name of science, in the name of what, I don't know. But it's, we don't need it, you know what I'm saying? We can't stop death, I'll tell you that right now. If it's written for you to die, you're going to die no matter what, no matter what science we have, no matter what operations, transplants, if it's your time to go. That's what I think, you know, is true. But back to the nutty professors here. These three brothers, they separated these three babies from birth and put them in different families, different parents. And what do we find out from these brothers that made a documentary? Look it up, the twins, three twins in New York. They made a documentary, and what happened was they would have these nutty professors, you know, do reports on them and stuff, and their babies, and test them and do these experiments on them. And then guess what, folks? God's a good God, and, you know, he shed light. And, you know, they were in New York City, all of them, and somehow, in some way, by God's will, I believe, you know, they, you know, because they looked identical, they, you know, people ran into people, it's a community there, and they figured out, hold on, you know, like, why do you look identical to me? And then there was three brothers, not just twins, they're triplets, right? So God's will, God's grace, God's light, they figure it out, and they made a documentary. It's a famous documentary. And unfortunately, one of the brothers took his own life, you know, and you will see they're older now. This is back in the day. This is before these hormones and these operations, because these nutty professors, I'm telling you, they're vain, nutty professors, and they've been doing it for at least 100 years, you know. These experiments, the Nazis were notorious about how cruel they were, especially the twins. Even one victim, you know, she fought, and then one day she said, I saw the documentary, and she was an old woman, and she says, you know what, I can't live like this. I forgive them, you know, because I can't live like this. You will see, if you see another documentary about the twins, the notorious fucking Nazis, and these nutty professors that were cruel and unusual to these children in the name of what, I don't even know. Was it vain? Was it their glory? They wanted to uncover something, what they wanted to be in history books? I don't know. But I can tell you that the notorious Nazis and this the victim of Jewish twins, you know, and this one crazy nutty professor. And you know what? The woman was on a crusade like she should have. We should all, if we're all child abused victims, we should fight or any abuse. We should fight, you know. We should fight and until the end of the road, till that's it, to fight. We must fight for justice. And, you know, I can tell you that these things happen. And I don't believe, like, what's the rush about this rush about children? To me, it seems suspicious. What's the rush? 18 years old, you're an adult. 18 years is not that long. You're an adult and you can decide for yourself. You don't need your parents. You don't need anyone. You don't need any doctor, anyone. But this rush is suspicious. Why are they doing it? Younger and younger and younger, you know? And because they're nutty professors. My opinion, they're nutty professors. Their motive is vain. And it's they don't care about you, children. They don't care about you. Honestly, these nutty professors like the Nazis and the New York scientists and scientists that are vain, they don't care about you. They'll lie to you and they'll say it's your right and this and that. 18 years, what's wrong with being 18 and deciding? You know, that's what the law says. Is that a long time? Like, why are they rushing it? Why are they going younger and younger with the grooming and this and that, with the schools and this propaganda? They're nutty professors, you know? They're extremist children. Don't let them fool you. I'm a victim of child abuse too. And I know how it feels. And I know they pretend to be your friend and pretend to care for you. In actuality, they couldn't give a fuck around, because I know I'm a victim. Different circumstances. There's kids way worse than us in the world, you know? In the Orient, do your research, you know, pimp children, drug users sell their children to pay off debts, and it's like these businessmen, whatever, rich men with briefcase full of money. You know, there's kids way abused, like, to extreme. Parents have abused children, kidnapping, this, that. It's pretty bad what children have gone through. You know, Wu-Tang, you know, a shorty shouldn't live that way. Have it so rough, you know, a shorty shouldn't have it, a rough kid shouldn't have it that rough, you know. So I'm telling you, children, they're child abusers, and there's lots of them, and they're hated. They don't care about you. They don't care about your feelings. They just want to do experiments on you. And it's like, do your research, you know, do your research and research experimental child experiments in that mean nothing. It's bad, it's evil, it's vain, they're nutty, crazy people. And just because you have a PhD, what does that mean? Like, it means nothing, you know? It means nothing. If you use it for the wrong, it's nothing. If you use it to help, to care about people. And I'm not shitting you, kids. Do your research and you will see. You will see if I'm telling the truth or not. If it's a fact or not about these nutty professors and experiments on humans, on animals. And you wouldn't believe dogs, what they go through, or chimpanzees, what they go through. And don't think that these nutty professors care. They care about themselves and their stupid career maybe. And, you know, and they get tons of money too, you know. Don't think they don't get tons of money, because they do, you know, by these extremists, you know. Even government grants and they lie. And I'm telling you, do your research, kids. You will see if I'm bullshitting you, if they care about you or not, okay? This is my last podcast, and I'm going to go out with love for everyone, because you know what? We're all victims. That's true. We're all sinners. That's true. I believe it. And I can tell you that, you know, as an abused child, I care for all children the best of my ability as a human. And I can tell you that I will fight, you know, I will fight for life. I will fight for our rights here. And don't let these nutty professors take our rights away from us or anyone, you know. Because do your research, children. You will see anyone. You will see. Look it up on the internet. It must be on the internet about these nutty professors and their experiments with humans, children, babies, animals. You know, you wouldn't believe how cruel these people are.